Hello, everyone.
Hello, my GURPS.
My GURPS. So, we're on. Welcome back. Thank you for listening to us. We appreciate it if anyone
Is
is.
this a lightsaber?
There is a lightsaber there. Mark was trying to fix it. It's not working.
Oh, okay.
You gotta press the lights over. Yes, it's not working. Change the batteries. Oh, well. So, Drew and I are besties, and we live together. And we really, really enjoyed Degrassi.
You don't
So
need to explain the whole thing. This is the next episode.
I'm aware, yeah. So I'm just saying the gist. We're watching Degrassi Junior High, Season 1, Episode 2,
The Big Dance.
The Big Dance.
Wonder what's gonna happen.
I was about to say that. I wonder what's gonna happen.
Do you think Stephanie K goes all the way?
No. I feel like she's a
Probably not.
tease.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, just a heads up, because we didn't say this before in the last episode, and I feel kind of bad. Sorry, guys. We have watched every single episode before. This is our second time around with Degrassi Junior High. We love it. I'm sorry. Let me reiterate that. We fucking love it. We talk about it a lot. This is one of our main passions. It's sad as fuck. We're in our 20s, and we watch the shit
That's
out of
only said
Degrassi.
when you call it one of our main passions.
Kind of, what's our other passion? Drinking? Oh, just as sad, if not sadder.
I wouldn't call drinking a passion either.
Yeah, drinking isn't really a passion of ours. All right,
Just
well,
it helps with the Canadian teen soap operas.
it does, it does definitely. So, thank you guys for tuning in. And if you guys haven't watched Degrassi Junior High before, you tune into this podcast. I apologize ahead of time because we are going to spoil the shit out of everything. We also curse a lot.
It's not PG.
It's not PG.
Even though the show might be.
Don't let your kids listen to this. I don't know why your kids will listen to people drinking and watching
You
it.
do your bad parents.
Yeah, like letting your kids listen to two people watch a show from the 80s while they're getting hammered. I mean, I guess we're funny.
What else do you do on a Tuesday night?
They don't know when we're recording. We work in the service industry. This is pretty much our weekend. So, we're gonna get started.
Whoa.
Mufasa. Oh my god.
Whoa. Mufasa says hi, everybody.
Mufasa's my cat, and he just pooped and decided to run around the whole house because of it. Drew, we need to get this show on the road.
Okay, I'm sorry, I'm sorry.
All right. He's just gonna go to sleep. All right, so we are tuning in to Degrassi Junior High, Season 1, Episode 2, The Big Dance, in 3, 2, 1, go.
Do that again.
Okay, apparently Drew fucked up. So we're gonna do this again in 3, 2, 1, go.
I did it on go this time and not two.
I
She's
would have
proud of me.
appreciated it on two rather than do it again.
All these?
Some of it, yes. I organized it all. I'm the
editor. You're the boss, eh? This is good. Very good, Vula.
How come Vula's father and Marco's father are the same person?
They really are. I
What's
bet
this
you it's the same person. I
dance?
really do.
Papa, can I go?
You're too young to go to dance.
No, I'm not. Everyone else is going.
I don't want my little girl dancing with boy who got only one thing on mind.
Papa,
What?
please.
Vola, I do it for your own good. Life is like a flower. Let it unfold. When you're older, you'll thank me.
Why are TV
When I'm
parents
older,
like
it'll be too
this?
late. The dance will be over.
Aww.
Wake up in the morning, feel the sun.
Why are TV parents like that, though, where it's like boys have one thing on their mind? And it's like, you were a boy once.
And he had that on his mind.
So, if you raise your daughter right, then she will stop boys' beastly advances.
Not in the 80s.
Not in the 80s? Oh, girls were helpless in the 80s. Oh my god.
I mean, look at that one scene. Yeah, see it all, Stephanie K. Let's show it all. She's just like, ah, yeah. They like me.
Oh my god, shut up. The feminist in me wants to kill you.
Okay, they're loose. So I'll see you on Saturday.
Oh!
Okay.
Oh!
Bye. Push a lot.
You forgot
Lucy.
Her name. You forgot her name.
We did. We just forgot her name.
Oh, come on. It'll be fun.
It was like I could see it right in front of me.
Oh, okay. She's talking to me. The school president is talking to me. I'm sorry for what happened during the...
Oh, the twins!
I meant to thank you. Can't we ever be friends? Not in 100 million years. Really mature, Bula.
Oh, he's being bad.
Oh, Steph's taking it off again.
At home. Are you kidding?
Yeah, right?
The mom would brand it for life. Or longer. What a hick town. All the parents are like fascists. You mean your parents actually let you go around like that?
She's wearing a sweatshirt!
Yeah.
Whatever I like. I can go where I want. Dress how I want.
Steal what I want.
Lucy? Yeah?
Oh my god.
Have you ever asked a boy out?
Sure. Out? Gotta take a drink.
I mean, they don't laugh or anything? Of course not. Please, Stephanie. This is the 80s.
It's the 80s. Things are progressive. Things actually were pretty progressive in the 80s.
Compared to the 60s.
Compared to the 70s.
Compared to the 50s.
Compared to the 90s. I'm just fucking with you.
Really? Who? Stephanie, of course. She lusts for my body. Who can blame her? She's nice.
Except Stephanie has a crush on wheels.
She's fabulous. He's so sexy. Why, wheels? Kidding. Well, he is better than some of the others. That's not saying much.
Oh my god, these kids are ruined for me now that I've seen School's Out.
Yeah.
Like, everything is just ruined. Definitely by the weekend. Guys, if you haven't seen Degrassi School's Out, it's...
We'll get to that. We'll get to that.
It's the greatest movie of all time.
At your service. Big dance coming up, eh? You going?
Eh?
Of course I'm going. It's gonna be a blast. Did I ever tell you I was a great dancer? When Jeremiah hits the floor, they always ask for more. Good morning, class. Good morning, Miss Avery.
I feel like I was Vula in high school.
Before we get started today, Vula has asked to say a few words.
Or in middle school, I mean.
As you all know,
I could see that, yeah.
Fuck you.
Sponsoring a foster child.
Whoa, sponsoring a foster child.
The problem is, we need some money to do it. So if anybody has any ideas... What if we do the dance as a benefit?
What?
Well, we're having a dance anyway, right? So what if everybody pays $1 to get in, and the money goes to the foster child?
Yeah, that's a good idea. That's
interesting. Oh my god, Lucy's so smart.
What does the school president think?
Oh, yeah.
The school president doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah, the school president's too busy eyeing a boy, as usual.
No, I can't. You're the one that thought of sponsoring the foster child. Stephanie's the president. She should do it. Okay. Sure.
Well, good. That's all decided, then. I think that sponsoring a foster child is an excellent project.
That's weird.
People less fortunate than ourselves.
How do you... What? Sponsoring a foster child.
I guess you give it money.
You give it money?
I realize it.
You should make the presentation. Not a boomerang like Stephanie. I'm probably not going to go to the dance. What? I've got too much homework. Vula, you've got the rest of your life to do homework. Actually, I'm not allowed to go... I already asked my dad. What? What century is he living in?
Greece.
Greece.
You've got to educate them, or they'll walk all over you. My parents carrots are nice. Just kind of old-fashioned. They come from a really little village. Don't you want to go? I'd love to. Well, even parents can be reasonable. If you give them a chance, ask again. It's not just any dance anymore. It's for a good cause. Can I try some? Yeah, sure.
Ooh, being in bed.
Your dad is going to smack that off your lips.
Yeah, he is. It's going to be like in Dirty Dancing where it's just like, wipe that stuff off your face before your mom sees it. That's like exactly what happened. This is Dirty Dancing. This episode is Dirty Dancing. She's baby. I hope they put her in a corner.
Nothing.
Is that Dirty Dancing?
Must be big.
What?
That's not Dirty Dancing.
What?
Baby in a corner?
That is 100% Dirty Dancing, Drew. I am the Dirty Dancing fucking queen. I know everything there is to know about that movie.
I was thinking Footloose.
Oh, what? My God.
But Papa...
Nobody puts Baby in... Yeah, see? It is the same... This is Dirty Dancing. This is the Dirty Dancing episode.
They're just a little girl. It takes a long time to grow up.
I hope she falls in love with a sexy dance instructor.
So what was it, dear professor?
And her friend has to have an abortion. Oh! I'm not going to say anything more.
There's this thing at school to do with the foster child on Saturday.
Saturday?
It was the only time everyone could get together. It's just like school, only in the evening.
Saturday evening.
So we could be with our family or do our homework during the day. It's a meeting. I'd kind of like to go.
Okay, sure.
Wow, he's retarded. That is the dumbest parent.
9:30, okay?
You can't go to the dance Saturday night, but you can go to the meeting.
Yeah. What a moron.
Hi, Leo.
You burp.
So, you going to the dance?
Kill any kids, Leo.
Oh, say we off. Those look like dancing shoes. No way.
It's like a
wheels, hour. How are your parents? Oh my god. Hey Wheels. Oh, I got the perfect pickup line for Wheels. Hey Wheels, did you know that everybody wants something? They'll never give up.
I feel like it'd work better on Joey.
It would.
Sure. No problem. I'll go polish my nails or something.
What?
Polish my nails.
My nails or something?
So, I was thinking...
This show is so good.
If you're going to the dance, maybe we could sort of go together?
Me? To the, Sure, great.
So,
Oh, Joey, you've had everything in life handed to you.
Yeah,
this is the worst thing that's ever happened.
Nothing goes the way Joey wants it to.
See ya.
Nothing goes the way Joey wants it to.
He gets Craig.
That's not the way he wanted it to go.
Yeah.
Can we have one student from the rest of your tribe?
It does for a summer. Greatest movie of all time.
I'm going to the meeting now.
Want to ride to school?
No, it's okay.
What's in the bag?
Stuff I borrowed from Lucy. I'm returning it. She's going to be at the meeting, too.
Remember, home by 9:30 sharp. If you're not back by 9:30, I'm coming.
I'm not a little girl anymore. Hey, Dad. Can I use some of
your appetite?
Oh, I remember what happens.
I don't.
It's a perfect episode for us to be watching right now.
Okay.
It Is that what you're wearing to the dance? You look like a fucking convict.
Lucy doesn't give a fuck.
What is with the bright orange, like, jumpsuit?
She looks like an orange Peter Pan.
Yeah, she does.
Get changed here. Is that okay?
Yeah, sure.
You can get changed upstairs.
Thanks. I'm so excited. My first dance.
You had to change somewhere, and our parents know it.
Yeah, sure. Come on in.
Thanks.
Wow.
So it wasn't like a plan
this stuff,
that they were all going to go and change there? Everybody just showed up?
Yeah.
Where can
TV.
I change? You can go upstairs.
Wow. Vula, you look great.
I'm going to the dance.
Curfew. I
want to
get there as soon as I can.
Oh, she doesn't want to see Stephanie K.
Aww.
Okay.
I remember that pain, girl. Fighting with your friends in middle school was like the worst thing ever. It really was. It was just like, I only have 5 people in my life right now, and one of them I hate, and they're friends with the other 4. This sucks. When does the Zit Remedy make an appearance?
Hopefully soon.
I hope so, too. Grassi's benefit dance to support a foster child. Oh, Wheels is there. I hope he ends up dancing with Vula. That'd be the ultimate revenge.
Hi, buddy.
Hi, buddy.
You a little skittish right now? Your favorite. It's your favorite.
I said, fuck you.
Well, fuck you too.
Is that Caitlin?
Yeah.
It is Caitlin. I can tell from her profile. Oh my god, Arthur, look at Arthur dancing. What was he doing? The twist? Kathleen Mead!
Good evening, guys and gals.
Kathleen
Mead! Benefit dance to raise funds for a foster child.
We love all of these characters way too much.
Rompin' Radich.
Rompin' Rockin' Radich. That's your name from now on.
You're still treating me like I was 8. Look, when you're 10, they treat you like you're 6. When you're 13, they treat you like you're 10. You can't win. Wow.
Is she telling her sister that? Wouldn't her parents be treating her the same way?
No, she was telling Stephanie K.
Oh.
You want a drink, go ahead.
No, she was telling your sister that, because Stephanie K's getting dressed.
Oh, yeah.
Party!
Oh, they getting drunk. Mm-hmm. Cheers to that.
Cheers to that. They should get going, though, because the dance has already started.
You can't go early to a dance. You can't go on time to a dance.
Oh, okay, so let's go for the last half an hour of the dance.
Oh my god.
Dances are only like 2 hours long in middle school.
No, they're not.
We got drunk at a party at our cousin's.
Yes,
ooh,
they are.
They already got drunk before.
Yeah. Have you ever been drunk before?
I'm about to.
Yeah, of course.
The classic.
What's port? I'm no maybe drinking on a boat.
Ew, she's drinking port as her first thing ever. Oh my god. Actually, Stephanie K, port is a type of brandy, which is a distilled wine. Or, no, it's a fortified wine that comes from Portugal, which is why it's called port. It's very similar to Amontillado sherry or other types of sherry. But you could drink it on a boat if you wanted to.
You're baller enough.
If you want to drink, you can drink anything on a boat. You drink absinthe on a boat. That would probably be my drink of choice on a boat.
You know what you can't drink on a boat?
What?
Dry martini.
She stood you up, man.
Oh my god. But you can. You can drink your dry martini on a boat.
No, you can't.
I had a Cosmo on a boat one time. I think that's my drink of choice on a boat. I mean, the only time I've ever
wheelchair
been on a boat.
Girl dancing.
Wheelchair girl. Different fucking actor.
That was a good one, Twain.
Vod, can I do for you?
What are you doing,
Carrot? What are you doing? Yo, I was talking to somebody tonight, telling them that we're recording a podcast about Degrassi. And he was like, oh, Degrassi, this is a show with Drake, right? And I was like, yeah. He was like, he was called Aubrey Graham back then, right? And I was like, yes, he was. Or you mean, I go, or you mean Jimmy Brooks. He goes, oh, I go, or you mean Jimmy Brooks? And he goes, oh yeah, he got shot and put in a wheelchair, but still had the highest ups in the basketball team. And I was like, you're the fucking man. Ew. Ew. Ew.
Oh, sorry.
They're retarded. Yo, I teach my drink, my drink. I teach, I'm drunk.
I teach my drink to kid like that.
No, I teach my kid about alcohol. I would at least, like, instead of being like, don't touch it, I'd be like, no, don't do that because it makes you feel this way. And, like, I'd at least educate them. A kid's entire job is to learn.
They're going to find out. Mm-hmm. Anyways.
I hope they're singing the Degrassi school song.
Oh, Stephanie K. Ate it.
Ate it.
The chaperones are non-existent.
Yeah, where the fuck are the chaperones right now?
This girl's like out for her cigarette break right
now. Yeah. What was the 80s? How is Lucy not concerned that, like, my parents are going to find a lot of alcohol missing?
Because her parents are terrible parents.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Wearing mosquito repellent?
Oh, she's got to give a speech, too.
What speech?
For the foster child.
Oh.
You don't need a partner. All you do is get on the dance floor and go as crazy as you can. Miss Avery and I will be judging who is the most demented Degrassi dancer.
The twins are just dancing on Snake. Uh-oh, I don't feel good. I don't feel good.
Ooh, Stephanie K. I'm surprised she made it all the way to the bathroom.
I'm surprised, too.
I'm surprised the twins aren't spinning right now, either.
Well, the twins have gotten drunk
they've
before.
They've gotten drunk before.
Yeah.
Wheelchair the girl.
Twins, the twins are actually the craziest out of Degrassi Junior High, if you think about it. They get into most shit.
They do.
They really do.
I mean, Lucy, she's got her streak.
She's only got like two or three things going on. Those twins, like, collectively, a lot of shit happens to them.
They're different people.
Not really.
Yeah, good point. They're really not. We don't even know their names. We've just always called them twins.
Erica and...
Gina.
No, it's not Gina. It's Erica and something.
I can't.
I can't remember. I just remember one of them calling the other one Erica a lot, and I can't remember what the other one's name is. Trish?
No. No, don't give her water or anything. Just let her just lay on the bathroom floor. Come on, twins, you've been drunk before. I'm gonna turn into a pumpkin!
Thanks for dancing. Bye.
Julie, you're dancing with Arthur.
Still has a penis.
Oh my god. Didn't he say home by... Oh, he said home by 9:30 or I'm going to come get you.
Yeah.
She's kind of making speeches. But look, she's so sick.
His dad's oblivious. It's like, can I go to this dance on Saturday night? No. Can I go to this meeting on Saturday evening?
Did you see who was on the steps together?
It was Spike and who?
Shane.
Really?
Shane McKay. Shane fucking K.
God. Shane fucking K. That's gonna be his name from now on.
Shane MFK.
Why is no one like, who is this clearly 40-year-old man walking around this high school dance right now? Did they not say her last name because it was too long and had too many, like, vowels?
Gula.
Stantanopoulos.
We wanted to show the whole world and ourselves that kids aren't selfish and that we're willing to work to help. And that we know that the world is bigger than this school or even than this country. We've managed to raise enough money to support a foster child.
Really?
For a whole year.
Like, if that was my kid, yeah. I'd be proud of them. I'd be like, aw, you're making a speech. Go
the
you.
The Foster Child Association will tell us how our money will help a kid somewhere else. Mr. Green?
Thanks, Willa.
Immediately grabs her off stage.
I'd like to say, first of all, pleasure.
Let that play out at first.
You went to a dance?
The whole world gets to go to dances. I have rights.
Gyrating and thrusting.
You lied to me. She said, I have rights. And I thought he was going to turn around and be like, you have no rights, you're a woman.
I sell you for 3 goats back home.
Orange Peter Pan coming to the rescue.
Go to Neverland, Stephanie K. You gotta go to Neverland.
You can get changed there.
You're in a different
country. It's a different time. It's a different island. Not such an end. The dance was for a good cause. You said so yourself. Foster child was my idea and I couldn't go.
You lied, Bulla. That cannot change.
I'm sorry, Papa.
What was my option? You said no to something clearly, like, easy to ask for.
Yeah, Felix, shook
your head. She looks like Tarzan. Let me guess, we're watching the show with us. This bitch is wearing a white t-shirt leopard pants and then this like orange Peter Pan top. It's got like spikes at the bottom. Bright orange.
She's got a belt around.
There's a belt around. Oh, this is where it just ends. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, that was a good one. Oh, we're getting drunk, or we need to put on another one. This is going to be a weird podcast. It's going to be like sober, drunk, 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 sober, drunk, drunk, drunk. Yeah. I guess that's what
you'll
happens
definitely
in your
know
40s.
Like, which one's recorded in a night.
Yeah, it's probably going to be about 3 or 4 each night, and we're going to post them once a week.
And sometimes we get crazy and watch like 10 in a night.
Yeah, sometimes we get really nuts and just start drinking our mead and like... Kathleen Mead. Can we name one of our meads Kathleen Mead? Please.
It's very dry.
And full of alcohol, like her mother.
Oh, Dad.
That was really bad.
We gotta go.
We gotta end this. All right, guys. That was wonderful. Thanks for tuning in. We might have just laughed over everything we said, but if you're still listening, that means you like us, and we love you.
We're still listening. You're fucking weird.
You're just as weird as we are. All right. Well, we're going to put on the next episode. Bye.